Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you'd like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. It is a premier site when it comes to personal finance. So go in there and sign up and you get our regular updates. Also, be sure and hit the like button on Facebook. Be like our 2,800 plus fans on there. Look up Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. So when talking about sponsors, Tammy, want to actually welcome special guests. We have one of our sponsors and one of our expert contributors, Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. Welcome, Elaine.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
We love it when you're in every time because, you know, when we vet through expert contributors, you meet that criteria perfectly because you not only know a lot about insurance, but you take the consultative approach, which I really appreciate when we refer somebody to you.
Well, thank you. And I do. When I thought about why am I doing this, you know, most people don't grow up saying, I want to be an insurance agent. But I look at what is my reward, and the reward is the teaching aspect. Mm-hmm. That's what I really like.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're good at it. And I think that, you know, some people think they can go online and get their insurance online maybe the same way they can probably go online and get their mortgage. But what they realize is there's a lot to it. And the smartest people I know are ones that have trusted advisors in their corner. And you serve as that trusted advisor for our clients and our listeners.
And that's so very true. You know, people have a doctor, they have a dentist, they have a professional they refer to, an attorney. They should do the same for their mortgage as well as their insurance. There's just too many things in the back end of this stuff that could be a surprise to you. I don't want my clients to have any surprises when they go to use this.
It's not a problem until it's a problem.
Exactly.
And then it could be a big problem.
That's right. So there's some auto industry trends. Goodness, couldn't say that. But there's a lot going on now. Now, you would think with the cars being a little more efficient that there wouldn't be as many accidents, but that is not the case. So tell us what's going on.
You're right, and you're hitting right on the conversation I'm having every day, not only with my clients, but when I'm out doing, say, CEU classes and I'm getting in there with other agents from other companies, the kind of common discussion right now is what is happening in the auto industry. We're seeing insurance rates go up. Mm-hmm. Even though cars are safer than they've ever been, the rate of fatalities is really going up. Mm-hmm. And those are the types of things that are affecting the insurance companies.
So it's not just there's more accidents. I mean, it's really a dollars and cents thing for the insurance companies because they have to know, like they have to bring more in insurance premiums than they pay out in claims.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, it's called their loss ratios. And I explain this a lot to people. We all think, okay, I'm paying this all the time. And when do I get to use it? You know, why am I paying this? But you've got to realize that the insurance company is a big risk pool. We're responsible for your money. We're taking everybody's premiums and we have to be responsible for how we pay those out. The one thing that we look at is loss ratios. That's what the companies look at. Are you paying out more than you're taking in, as you said? And we have to justify that to the state before we can take rates.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of newer cars out there, so those are going to be a lot more expensive to repair. And so that I'm guessing that difference, whenever a car gets totaled, that they have to make that difference up.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, repairs are because of all the technology. I mean, just look at what's in a bumper now when you look at the cameras that are in there.
So
you know,
true.
Look at even windshields. Windshields are having things built into them. It's a lot more expensive. And because of the higher safety standards, things have to really be done extremely right. You know, there's no cutting corners. But yeah, just to try to get us safer and try to get these fatalities down, there's a lot of safety measures being built into cars.
So what about behaviors of people driving? I mean, we have teenagers.
So we know they don't always behave.
We know that their behaviors are different. So is that a common thing that's going on as a trend? What are they looking at these days?
Yes. What the insurance company, what we've been talking about, we see coming down the pike is that they're going to try to get auto insurance to be more of a user friendly thing where it's user-based. That's what I'm trying to say. It's user-based. If you have more accidents, already you are paying more for your insurance because you're being surcharged. But they're trying to fine-tune this and get this down even more so. The people that are risky have risky behaviors, the ones that are texting, the ones that are not wearing their seat belts. It might even come down to car maintenance. You know, do you feel I should take this money and pay for someone's accident if they're driving around on bald tires and they're out in the rain and they're driving at an excessive speed? So when we talk about behaviors, those aren't really measured or rated far yet. They're trying to figure out a way to
how
do that.
How to do it. Interesting.
When you see big data in almost every industry, and I would think more data points that they have, the more accurate they could get on their risk levels, because it seems like there are certain things they can predict and certain things they can't predict when it comes to people's behaviors and what type of claims they should expect. So I guess outline for us some areas where that are predictable and some things that are not predictable for insurance companies.
Well, for our actuaries, for instance, some things like repairs on cars, okay, they can get from historical data, they can get a good idea of what we can expect this year, what the payout's going to be to repair cars, the number of accidents, what that's going to cost. The things that are not predictable are these liability lawsuits, the cost of lawsuits. People think, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get free money, and there's no such thing as free money.
Right.
And they have such a range of costs. We had one in our district that was a person who hit someone on a bicycle. Thank goodness that person wasn't killed, but after broken bones and 2 years of litigation, the payout was $750,000. How do we predict that?
It takes a lot of insurance premiums to make up $750,000.
Right, right. And luckily, this person was covered because we had it written right. They had an auto and they had an umbrella policy over it. So nothing came out of that person's pocket. They didn't have to hire an attorney. It was all the Farmers Insurance attorneys that were handling it. So it worked out well for our client, and that's what it's there for.
So what are the trends do you see as far as accidents, fatalities, and that type of thing?
How about you want to hear some of the stats I kind of brought here? How's that?
I mean, do want to hear the stats. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. All right, so Elaine, let's hear the stats.
Okay, I kind of feel like I need some other people backing me up here, so I pulled together some things. For instance, Consumer Reports said the cost per payout of accidents rose 32% from 2005 to 2013, while inflation rate was only 19%. And then we have the National Highway Transportation Safety.
I want to slow down on each one of these because I want to make sure we understand them.
So
Consumer Reports, cost per payout of accidents rose 32% in an eight-year period of time when inflation was only 19%. So anytime something in the economy is going up faster than inflation, that's a problem.
That's skewed. Exactly. Yes. If it had went up 19%, okay, the cost of repairs, et cetera, went up. But why was it that much more?
That's significant.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it tells you the rate of accidents, you know, happened. There was more of a frequency of accidents.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
All right, what's the next one in your list?
Okay, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration said that in 2014, the annual economic costs were $836 billion due to accidents.
Oh,
right.
Holy
when you start cow. Hearing billions, yes, and that
$836 billion.
And that was in 2014. We've seen increases since then in the frequency of accidents.
That's the annual cost?
Yes.
So $836 billion a year. That's almost $1 trillion. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's kind of staggering when you look at the actual stats.
Yes. All right. So number three on your list.
Okay. The National Safety Council, they put out a report that deaths totaled 40,200 in the year 2016, and that's up 6% from 2015. And that cost, just in that year, was $432.5 billion, up 12%.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. So that one's at a national level. I thought it was a little interesting. In that same report, they broke it down per state. So, of course, I looked up the state of Missouri, and in the state of Missouri from 2014 to 2016, the rate of accidents or personal or fatalities, actually deaths, was up 24%.
Oh,
so from 2014 to 16, so these are recent numbers.
Yes.
Recent numbers. So I would think Missourians would be better than the national average, but they're not. During that time period, they were worse than the national average.
Right. Exactly. Quite a bit worse. I was surprised at that figure.
Yeah, that's – well, and seeing that with 40,200 deaths in 2016, that's $432 billion. That is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, they count a lot into that. They count in the economic cost, not only what was awarded to the person, but did it affect their job? Did it affect production? Mm-hmm. If someone, yeah, and how did it affect the family? But that, it's still a big number.
That could definitely affect it. Any other stats that you have for us?
I had one more on there from Reuters. The deaths in the first 6 months of 2016, the rate of deaths increased 10.4%. And they quoted it as a crisis level. And this was interesting. They actually said that human error accounted for 94% of it.
Human error accounted for 94% of the deaths. So first 6 months of last year, deaths up 10.4%. That's, you know, crisis level. And knowing 94% of it. So anybody that thinks that automated cars aren't going to be a blessing need to look at these stats.
Exactly. And that's on the radar as well, too. There's other countries that are really looking at this trend. They're trying to get to the zero accident deaths. And in the United States, they said in the next 30 years, that's the goal. And a big part of that goal is not only going to be revamping highways and roadways and looking at the human behavior, but it's going to be the automated cars. I think that's the card in their back pocket they're really looking at to fix this.
Yeah, I know that still scares some people, but I am on board with it. I can definitely see that you know, automated cars are going to drive better than humans if we have 94% of our accidents are caused by human error.
Right, because we've already tried to break the trend by making cars safer than they've ever been. Mm-hmm. Look at some of the blinker warnings and the backup cameras and the things they're putting on cars. Mm-hmm. It's not putting a dent in what's happening.
Well, and you're not talking about just fender benders. When you have fatalities up to the levels that you're talking about, and cars are so expensive to fix at the same time. Mm-hmm. I definitely see where that's going. And when we look at everybody having increasing rates, so if your rate increased recently in your auto insurance, I would recommend reaching out to Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. Elaine, what is the best number to reach you?
At our office at 314-238-0055.
All right, so 314-238-0055 for Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance. So, Elaine, let's talk about some other things that they're going to do in the future to be able to reduce, to be able to get a little more accuracy, because we're talking about the big data earlier. You mentioned something off air about apps that you may be able to have for your phone and some of the data that would be accumulated from that. What does that look like?
Right, that's a kind of a warning I'm trying to tell people when we're looking at behaviors. This is the trend that we see coming in the industry. Somehow we got to figure out a way to measure this behavior to make it fair. Okay? And so you'll already see it. There's some companies out there that are offering devices that you can put in your car. You can plug them in, and you might get a discount for plugging that device in. What that device is really doing is measuring your driving habits. It's going to measure how far you drive, your rate of speed, how fast you brake, and how fast you take off, things like that. There's another one coming up, for instance. I believe we might be a test state here in Missouri somewhere around in October. There's an app that's coming out. You're going to download this app, and it's going to go on to measure your Bluetooth activity in the car. So it's going to know whether or not you're texting, whether or not you're on the phone. So if you're a safe driver and you don't do any of those things, good for you. You can get your insurance premiums down, hopefully, and get a nice discount. If you're not, it's going to increase. It's going to affect your rates.
So I can see, I can see a lot of people getting uncomfortable just at the thought of that. A big brother watching you, monitoring your moves and things. We're going to have some people that are probably going to be uncomfortable with that thought. Do you ever see that being mandatory?
I would think the insurance companies could possibly make it mandatory if you want to buy protection from them. You know?
So it could be similar to the breathalyzer in the person that's had 3 or 4 DWIs that has to breathe into a breathalyzer before they can drive their car. Somebody who's been high risk, if they want to get insurance, they may have to be monitored everywhere they're going.
Correct. Or this, I can see this becoming a monitoring, in the future, I can see this becoming a monitoring tool for what rates you're going to pay. That's the only way really for insurance companies to make it fair. You know, if you're a good, safe driver, your rate should be lower than that person who drives at excessive speed or who's on their phone or who's texting while they're driving. We've all seen it. You've been out there. You felt how we have to drive defensively, right? Because people out there on the road are distracted.
What do you think, Tammy?
I think we're on the right road.
Well, very good. Yeah, I can't say I like it either. Someone watching over me. But what do you do? What do you do to mitigate the cost and make it fair across the board?
Well, and there's no better way to change behavior than to monitor it. So, for instance, if we know we're on a road where there's no cops, there are a lot of people who aren't natural rule followers. They're going to go a lot faster.
Right.
If they know there's cops, like I know there's a cop every time I go by this certain spot and I'm going to slow down. Well, if you're being monitored everywhere you go, you're probably going to drive better.
That's correct.
So not a bad idea. I like that. I mean, that's true accountability.
Yes.
It scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, exactly.
but it's true accountability.
You know, and really, you don't realize that we are really being kind of watched and measured already. Every car now, every new car has what I call a brain in it. You know, I had someone who had an accident, and it was a fatality, unfortunately. But one of the first things they did was pulled the microchip or the brain out of that car. And there's a lot of data that's being collected in there that could tell how fast this person broke. Where did they break? Yeah. And, you know, were they on the phone? What speed they were going. So there's a lot of things that are already contained in there. I mean, look at the technology on our cars, the Bluetooth that's in there. You don't think they can't tell if you were on the phone or not when you had that accident? Right. It's already there. They're already collecting the data. Yeah,
it makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a lot of listeners out there right now that they've watched their rates go up. And if one of them wants to have you review their policy and see if you can beat their rate or see if you can give them advice to make sure they have the appropriate coverages, are you okay with them just reaching out to you directly on your office line?
I would love for them to do that.
Okay,
exactly.
So if you want direct advice on your insurance, call Lane Marr at Farmers Insurance, 314-238-0055. It's 314-238-0055. You also can visit our website anytime at smartwithyourmoney.com, and you can just do a search for Lane Marr, M-A-H-R, and you'll definitely... You do like us, and you'll have a great consultant on your side if you use Elaine.
Thank you very much. Yeah, they can call us, and we'll make sure that their policy fits them. Everybody should be different. We'll go over it.
Great stuff. Elaine, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Have you accomplished all the goals that you set out to do this year? If not, be sure and stay tuned as we're going to cover the mid-year checkup and how to get your year back on track. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.